You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Gretta Hart. The California gas tax that took effect on November 1st is raising money for transportation projects across the state. Cities, towns, and counties are applying for grants under SB 1, the law that established the tax increase. A big focus of the State Department of Transportation, Caltrans, is to increase rail service in many places. King City in southern Monterey County wants to be on that list. City officials are working to get Amtrak's Coast Starlight train to stop in King City and stop at a rebuilt train station.
Like all early California cities, when the train station came to King City, it actually built our city. That's the impetus for us to grow. What we see this as is reestablishing that historic stop.
That's King City Mayor Mike LaBar. He says having the train stop in King City and more train service enables the small city of about 14,000 to participate in meeting California greenhouse gas emission reduction goals. It will allow residents who don't have cars to get out of the Salinas Valley and bring more tourists to the town, one of the gateways to Pinnacles National Park. LaBar says Amtrak did a recent study looking at King City and Soledad as possible future stops for coastal train service.
They had shown some estimated timetables, which basically showed that we could get from King City to San Francisco would be about a 3-hour and 15-minute trip, which to me is very auto-competitive, especially if you factor in the traffic.
King City will find out in April if it's going to get the gas tax funding. If it does, LaBar says the city will immediately start planning what will be a multimodal station so passengers could be boarding a train at King City within 5 years. Reporting in Salinas for KCBX News, I'm Gretta Hart.